1 Corinthians chapter 16, the money for God's people in Jerusalem. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1.
All right. Now I want to talk to you about something else. I will answer the question you asked me about the money that you want to give to God's people in Jerusalem. You know, I talked to the people in the churches in Galatia country, and I told them how to give money to God's people in Jerusalem. And I want you to do it the same way. Do it like this. On the first day of every week, each of you can pick out some of the money that you got that week and keep it in a separate place. I will come to you soon, and you will have that money ready for me. You will not have to quickly look around and try to find it when I get there. And you can pick a few of your men to take that money to Jerusalem and give it to God's people there. But wait for me to get to you at Corinth. Then I will write some letters to tell the Jerusalem mob that each of those men is a good man. They can take those letters with them, and I might go with them too. If I think it is the right thing for me to do, I will go with them.
Paul made a plan. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 5.
But before I get to Corinth, I have to go through Macedonia country, and after that I will visit you. Maybe I will stay with you for a while. I might even stay until the end of the cold weather time, and then you can give me the things I will need for my trip to the next place. You see, I want to stay here in Ephesus for a little while, and then I can come to you. And when I come, I don't want to stay a short time and then go to another place, but I want to stay with you for some time. I hope that our leader, Jesus, agrees with this plan so that I can stay with you for a little longer time. But right now, I will stay here until that day called Pentecost comes. You see, God is helping me do great and powerful things for him here. But there are a lot of people here that are trying to stop me.
Paul talked about Timothy and Apollos. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 10.
I want to talk to you now about Timothy. He is doing God's work, the same as me. So if he comes to visit you, make him feel good with you there. Don't let anyone make trouble for him, and don't let anyone rubbish him. And when he gets up to come here to me, you mob help him and give him what he needs for his trip. I'm waiting for him here, and I'm waiting for the other Christians that are coming with him. And now I want to tell you about our friend Apollos. When those other Christians went to visit you, I really wanted Apollos to go with them and visit you too. I kept on telling him to go, but he reckoned that it was not the right time. He will visit you later when he can.
The good way to live. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13.
Now I want to tell you this. You have to always be ready for anything. It's like you have to stay awake and keep on watching what is going on. Never stop believing in God. Always be brave and be strong in your spirits. And keep on loving God and other people all the time. And do things to help them.
Paul talked about Stephanas. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Verse 15.
You know about Stephanas and his family. They were the first people in Achaia country to believe in Jesus, and they help God's people all the time. So, my Christian friends, I strongly ask you this. I want you to agree with them and do what they want, and do the same for anyone that works hard for God, like they do. I was very happy when Stephanus, Fortunatus, and Achaicus came to me here. You see, you mob were too far away, and you couldn't help me. But instead, they came and helped me. They made my spirit happy, just like they made your spirits happy. Let them know, and let anyone like them know, that you are happy with them for the good things they do.
The last thing Paul wrote in this letter. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 19.
The people in the churches here in Asia country say hello to you, and so do Aquila and his wife Priscilla, and the Christians that meet in their house. They know that you belong to Jesus, and they love you, and they say hello to you. All the Christians here say hello to you, and you too, whenever you meet other Christians. Show them that you know they are special, and that you are happy to see them. Look, I'm now writing this part of this letter with my own hand, so that you can know for sure that it is me, Paul, sending this letter to you. And I want to say this to anyone that doesn't love our leader Jesus. God will punish you. And I'm telling Jesus, please come back soon. I'm asking our leader, Jesus, to be good to all of you. I love all of you that belong to Jesus Christ. From Paul.